न्यूनेटल इंटेंसिव केयर यूनिट। न्यूनेटल रिफर्स टू द फर्स्ट 28 डेज ऑफ द लाइफ, सो फर्स्ट मंथ रफली। NICU or Neonatal Intensive Care Unit is a specially designed, equipped and staffed unit of a hospital capable of providing intensive care and treatment of critically sick neonates and consisting of licensed hospital beds designated as NICU. So NICU is specifically for neonates, and those neonates are how long? 28 days of life. And then they should be, because these neonates are very, very first 28 days of life, the immunity power is very low. So you have to be very, very careful, and a trained specialist should be there. The neonatal intensive care services include constant nursing care and continuous cardiopulmonary and other support services for severely ill infants. See, because these neonates will always be ill, and they are important. Resuscitation should be in place, cardiopulmonary resuscitation. At any point of time, they can go into shock. So, the systems, the equipments should be properly placed. Especially care of the infants weighing less than 1500 grams at birth. Lesser the weight of the infant, more is the problems. Lesser the immunity. Ventilatory support beyond that needed for immediately ventilatory stabilization. See, you have to have a continuous ventilatory support at times, because if there is a low birth weight infant, then they have to be managed on ventilators. Surgery and post-operative care during the neonatal period. Pharmacological stabilization of the heart rate and blood pressure. Parenteral nutrition through IV, saline. Provision of neonatal intensive care transport services. We had heard of ambulance, we had heard of cardiac ambulance, wherein we have a doctor, nurse, trained systems, trained doctors, nurses, apart from that proper systems. But also we should have a neonatal intensive care transport, because during the transport, when you are taking a neonat, it has to be very, very, very important trained people. Surgery post-op care should be there, because most child are operated. Pharmacological stabilization of heart rate and blood pressure is very, very important. Nutrition is important, because at times what happens is you are to ensure parenteral nutrition, you prick the vein flows in a small neonate or infants, and then at times you will get no veins, so you have to make a central venous catheterization. So that also is very, very important. Quality of structure. Facility should be planned as per accepted norms. 60 bassinets, a child's vicar cradle per 1000 infants born. Adequate space to prevent overcrowding. Patient area 3.5 square meters per bassinet. Adequate space should be available around the bassinet for equipments and free movements. So the container wherein the child is kept in bassinet, basically, they should be proper. Separate cubicles for sick and high sick. So you have to segregate the neonates, the infants, the children into sick and high sick. Separate room for procedures, exchange transfusion, umbilical vessel catheterization. See, these are all very, very important procedures and very high technology, you know, high end procedures. So for that we have to have a separate room. The department should be headed by a qualified, experienced neonatologist and should have adequate staff as per the norm. See, only the senior, experienced, qualified neonatologist won't help. Neonatologist won't help. He should have all the support system. High quality and reliable equipment should be available. High quality material such as gloves, masks, soap, disinfectants should be available. Uninterrupted power supply portable water supply, efficient system of temperature, ventilation, humidity control should be available. See, all these support services are very, very important for a neonatal intensive care unit. Availability of a quality manual, that is also very, very important. Care is provided as per documented policies, SOPs and protocols, including antibiotic policy, infection prevention and control, disinfection of oxygen hoods, masks, cots after discharge of patients. So, this is very, very important. Procedure for management of neonates of high risk obstetric cases, procedure for pre-induction training of staff, procedure for planned preventive maintenance and calibration of equipment, and procedure for entry of parents, visitors. So, if you see all these procedures for management of the neonates of especially high risk obstetric cases are important, then pre-induction training of the staff. So, the staff should be trained, preventive and maintenance calibration of the equipment, because there are high end equipments. So, all the maintenance should be there properly, and procedure for entry of the parents and visitors, because that is important. See, in ICU you can always tell the visitors, okay, you know, this is the timing, but in NICU, how are you going to tell the patients that don't come? Patients will always worry about their child, and especially when there is a small child and it is inside the room and they are not allowed to see. So, that this particular part has to be very, very carefully managed. What is the quality of outcome? Highest possible chance of recovery. Survival without any permanent disabilities, physical or mental. That is the quality of outcome of NICU. Good chances of normal growth, absolutely, because that is one of the important areas. Affordable cost and satisfaction of parents and staff. If first three are managed and third and the fourth half part is managed, satisfaction is nothing. You can easily get it. Quality indicators: neonatal mortality rate, survival rate, cases of hospital acquired infection, cases of complications, near miss or adverse events. Yes. Central Sterile Supply Department. We have seen the different departments in the hospital today, and it is interesting that we are covering a lot of departments. So, one of the important, although not from an operative perspective, but from the supplies perspective, Central Sterile Supply Department is one of the important part or department, because it centralizes the sterile processing activities in which reusable medical devices, surgical instruments and equipments are processed and issued for patient care procedures. The aim of CSSD is reduce hospital acquired infection level to zero. Because if you are reducing the reusability of, we are reducing the, you know, if you are sterilizing and reducing the, we are using the reusable medical devices, surgical instruments and equipments, then it will be very great objective for a CSSD department. Quality of structure, again, CSSD department, let us see how the quality of structure is devised. Space of 7 to 10 square foot per Todd Wheeler should be under control of HOD of OT. Should be headed by a trained and experienced manager, and should have trained staff, nurses, technician, attendants. Strength of 1 to 2 by 100 beds. So, the structure should be fantastic. It should be good. It should be the people, the head of the OT should be actually handling these things, because most of the central sterile supply goes into the OT, and all the trained staff nurses, managers should be there. What is the quality of structure? High quality equipment like instrument washers, ultrasound cleaners, multi-nozzle needle cleaners, glow testing, powdering, cotton gauze cutting machine, work benches, gas sterilizer, autoclave machine fitted with sterimeters for temperature time recording, computer terminal and steel racks for storage of unsterile and sterile sets. So, lot of instruments are there. It's a very high quality equipment. What is the quality of process of care? Availability of a quality manual, zoning concept to be implemented in seriously as in OT. So, the zoning concept which we have seen in the OT, same principle should be followed here. Schedule of timings for receipt of unsterile stores and issue of sterile stores. SOP for transfer of unsterile stores from user department to CSSD and transfer of sterile stores from CSSD back to users. So, you have to be SOP should be perfect. Availability of quality manual should be there. Training should be of all the people, all the employees over there. Timing schedules for receipt of unsterile and sterile stores should be managed. Standard operative procedures for sterilization of different categories of items by different techniques. Continuous training of the staff. Periodic surprise checks by the HOD. SOP for infection control in the department. So, these are the quality of process of cares. SOP should be prepared, okay, for all different processes, items, sterilizations and continuous training of the staff. So, SOP improvisation, training of the staff. What is the quality of outcome? 100% reliability on sterility. Timely supplies in the right quantities. Proper labeling of trays. The sterile items supplied remain sterile up to their predetermined shelf life. So, that is the importance. The sterile items should be sterile up to their predetermined shelf life, because if these sterile items do not remain that, it can affect patient health and the quality of service. Incidences of incomplete sterilization as detected by periodic random testing of sterilized items by culture of swabs taken, color of test script strips. So, you have the swabs, right? You do the lab test and swabs. So, color of the test strips, culture of the labs, they can identify the incomplete sterilization, You can understand whether the sterilization is done or not by the swabs and culture which we can take. Complaints from the users, clients about incorrectness of packing contents, damaged items, improperly. See, all these quality indicators are very dynamic, very, very straightforward. If the packaging is not done properly, the complaint will be there. If it is not clean, the linen is not clean, complaint will be there. So, all these things should be very, very clear. Medical records department. Medical records is defined as a clinical, scientific, administrative and legal document related to the patient care in which sufficient data is recorded in the sequence of events to justify the diagnosis and warrant the treatment and the end results. It is a clear, concise, correct, complete and chronological record of patient's illness, the course of disease, investigations done, results thereof, diagnosis, treatment measures instituted and the extent of recovery therefrom. So, medical record department is also very, very important, because it maintains all the records, and that is very, very important. Yes, we can see how they can play a crucial role in progressive patient care and continuity of care. Yes, if the records are good, we can seriously go into the very good progressive patient care, evaluation of quality of patient care, evaluation of performance of medical and nursing staff, and statistical information. Medical records are extremely important documents. They play a crucial role in medical education and clinical research, morbidity and mortality statistics, information for medical insurance, medical legal cases as an only reliable information. So, this is the medical records are extremely important because they are very important in all these legal, insurance, you know, education, clinical research areas. Quality of structure. Department should be located away from the general public traffic so as to restrict the public entry and ensure safety and security of the records. Yes, safety and security of the records are there, so it should be away from the general public traffic. Space allocation should be 2.5 to 3.5 square feet per bed. Quality of process, again, availability of the quality manual, standard operating procedures, data management, medical records committee, complete and accurate record of each patient, standardized formats and contents, process flow charts for movements of medical records. So, from quality manual, processes, data management, accurate sets, complete sets for each patient, medical record committee, standardized formats and contents, process flow chart, numbering system, filing system, indexing system, because you are maintaining the records, right? Policy and procedures for issue of the records, tracing of records, safety and security of records, provision of information to external agencies, how are you maintaining the confidentiality of the records, preservation of the records, regular audit of the services, handling of medical legal cases. So, importance is the safety and security, confidentiality of the patient, tracing of the records, traceability, confidentiality, safety, security, and preservation. Outcome, up-to-date, complete and accurate records. Quick availability of records, complete records, quick availability of reports, records confidentially maintained, safe storage of records, properly checked, can be retrievable, can be archived, records are issued to demand without delay, high quality analysis. So that if all these parameters are taken care, it can be a very good medical record document. Housekeeping service. Housekeeping service is responsible for all activities aimed at maintaining the facilities presentable, pleasant and comfortable and safe for the people living or working within the hospital or visiting from outside. So, housekeeping services are very, very important. Although it seems very mundane work, but that quality, if it provides quality, it can go to a very powerful way of attracting patients. In a hospital, role of housekeeping is important as they are responsible for providing an environment that is not only visually clean, pleasing and odor free, but it is also free of infections. Because if they don't maintain their quality, they can give rise to the hospital based infections. Okay, what are the activities of housekeeping? Sweeping, washing, cleaning, waxing the floors, waste disposable sanitation, windows and wall cleaning, care of curtains, rugs, carpets, furniture, rodent pest control, environment hygiene, odor control, watchdog activity, quality of structure. Now, housekeeping department should be a separate department with well-defined authority and responsibility. It should be headed by a qualified, trained executive. One housekeeping staff per 1400 square feet of floor area with one supervisor per 10 housekeeping staff. Availability of modern equipments for efficient cleaning and sanitation like mechanical washing, scrubbing, waste trolleys, waste bins, autoclaves, hydroclaves, etc. Dusters, brooms, wet and dry check brushes, deck brushes, mops, vacuum cleaners, scrubber machines, wall washing machines, buffing machines for waxing, ladders for cleaning. So, these are all the quality of structures which should be present properly, well to do and in proper places, a place for all and all in the place. Okay, quality of process, availability of quality manual, housekeeping practices as per accepted norms and laid down regulations, documented procedures for various techniques of cleaning floors such as dry, sweeping, mopping, disinfectant, disinfective wash once or twice a week. So, you are washing with the disinfectants, waxing by the buffing machine, yes. So, you have a waxing, you have a buffing machine which goes, you know, circles and you wax the floor. Special cleaning techniques for stain removal, yes. Blood stains will be there, the medicine stains will be there, lab stains will be there. So, special cleaning techniques should be there. Care of the rugs, carpets, curtains, example soap should not be used on the OT floor as it affects the conductivity of the floor. So, all these basic things are to be, you know, important and emphasized. Effective system for pest control of cockroach, bed bugs, termites and rats. Bacterial count in various areas should be periodically checked because that helps to understand the hospital acquired infection. Bactericidal potency of various detergent germicides being used should be evaluated periodically. You can't use the same disinfectant again and again and again. You have to use different disinfectants, detergents, germicides. Quality of consumables, materials should be ensured. Waste should be managed as per waste management techniques. Continuous training of the staff should be there. Housekeeping department should be always present in infection control committee because those housekeeping, good housekeeping is related to low infection. Quality of outcomes, no complaints of patients and visitors, satisfied patients. Staff satisfaction, no incidences of nosocomial infection, complications attributable to housekeeping services. That is one of the most important. Good housekeeping, low nosocomial infections. Good visual effect, no instances of non-compliance of biomedical waste management rules. No increase in hospital acquired infections attributable to housekeeping services and no pest, rodents, nuisance. Centralized gas and vacuum supply service. Functions. So, we will understand the functions of centralized gas and vacuum supply services. Supply of the right medical gases like oxygen, nitrous oxide at the right pressure. Supply of compressed air at right pressure. Supply of clinical vacuum at right pressure. Ensuring planned maintenance of all equipment including distribution network. Preventing all hazards such as fire, explosion or contamination of gas. So, these are the basic functions of centralized gas and vacuum supply services. Quality of structure. The manifold system should be located on the ground floor in the rear part of the building. It is interesting to understand that each department has got a particular place, geographical place in the hospital, and that is how what we are now going learning. Total staff of 6 technicians may be adequate. Okay, according to structure, following equipment should be available: source equipment, distribution pipeline and fitting system, terminal units at the patient ends, alarm systems, generator backup with uninterrupted power supply. So all the source equipment should be available. The quality of process, when we are going to see, we are actually seeing the following 4 points: quality manual with SOP for every activity, fully trained operators posted round the clock, no other activity allowed inside the manifold room, and a procedure should be there to ensure elimination of all electrical and fire hazards. So again, SOP manual should be there, fully trained operators should be, you know, across the clock, and no other activity apart from the requisite one, and procedure should be there to manage. A system to ensure that the cylinder bank has at least 3 days reserve, adequate lighting and ventilation, and a procedure for periodic testing of alarm systems. High quality and reliable piped gas and vacuum supply available at right place of the usage at right pressure. Supply is odor free and free of any contaminants. That is very, very important. Terminal units are hassle free and easily operable. So these are the qualities of outcomes. So you should have all the instruments should have or high quality and reliable. Supply should be odor free and free of any contaminants, and terminal units are hassle free. Laundry service. Quality of structure. Location should be such that quick and safe transportation of linen can be ensured. It should be preferably on a ground floor or basement in close proximity to the CSSD and dietary services and near the lift for the stores. Space should be 12 to 15 square feet per bed. Layout must be straight line pattern from issue to receipts. It should be as per functional flow of activities. So this is again the structure of the laundry service. Because the transportation should be quick and safe, and it should be on the ground floor. So we are understanding the importance of placing the laundry services exactly geographically where, and it should be close to the CSSD and dietary services and near the lift. So this is very, very important, because you have to shift the laundry very quickly. Quality of structure. In a mechanized laundry managed by an experienced laundry manager, one person per 30 beds should be adequate. Quality of structure. The laundry must be fully mechanized with weighing machines, washing machines, hydro extractors, tumblers, irons, dry cleaning machine, separate trolleys for used linen and distribution of clean linen. There should be an efficient system of planned maintenance and repair. Area should be sufficiently lit, well ventilated with 10 air changes per hour, and should have adequate supply of water quality suitable for laundry. Uninterrupted power supply must be there. Adequate force ventilation through exhaust fans must be there. There should be a written manual again for policies and standardized procedures. Policy for the purchase of quality linen and consumables. So for everything there should be a written procedure. Procedure and policy. Inventory of linen, adequate number of sets, 6 sets of linen to ensure adequate clean supply for at least 48 hours. Quality of process, well planned linen distribution system, periodic swabs and checkings for stains and damages. What are the qualities of outcome? Patient satisfaction, staff satisfaction, a service that ensures fresh, clean, crisp and odor-free linen with sufficient stock for the replacement whenever required. Thank you.